Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying. Jesus, I'm loud. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm loud.
Are you tired today?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Kaylin's tired today.
Kaylin's tired.
Well, yes, I am tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that you mentioned it.
I am. I know. We're always tired.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to tell you. Okay.
But you know what?
You just asked me if I have any stories.
If you don't want to look tired and you want to look beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wander beauty. Don't just wander in it. Look at it. Buy it.
I literally use it. Did I not say when
today,
I came in today?
This is what Stephanie said.
I said, oh my God, all the sponsors on today's show, these are literally my favorite
yes,
sponsors. I truly use. I love Wander Beauty.
Check them off down. So Wander Beauty, you've heard us talk about it. Stephanie loves their foundation.
It's a powder foundation that I first saw being advertised on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody, you know, it's like a video. You know, you don't hear it with the sound, but you just go by and it's a sponsored video. And I was like, I think it's because we were going to maybe have them as a sponsor. Possibly I'd look at their website, but
right,
or maybe they just advertise a lot. The point is I saw it and I was like, that looks really good and so easy.
Uh-huh.
Because putting on base is my least favorite part of my makeup routine.
Yeah, I know, because you never know when to stop.
You get on your fingers. And it's so – well, the powder foundation works exactly as well as I thought it was going to work, which mm-hmm. is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on really smooth and it doesn't look like you're wearing makeup.
Do you wet it a little bit?
No. I just take it. It's like a powder, but it's a
but
little
it does
creamier
not go
than
on.
A powder.
It's creamy.
It goes on mm-hmm. – it just goes on really smooth and it covers everything up.
Yeah.
In such a pretty, even, finished
yes,
way.
Look.
And then I love their blush. And the blush comes – all their stuff is like has two ends of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the blush has like a shimmery
– one shimmer side.
Like a glowy,
like a glowy
side. Mm-hmm. And then it has a color side.
Yeah.
And it's like great color. I use this berry color.
They said, I know.
I love it.
They sent us the lipstick, the mascara, the eyeliner. I mean, you guys, you got to try the Wander Beauty. It makes the multitasking easy. It just takes it streamlines everything. So you don't have to think about how many, you know, when you travel, you bring 10 different colors and all that. You just everything all together, which is great with one swipe. They have just one swipe duo features the full size version of their powder foundation, and they're also an award-winning Allure Best of Beauty products, award-winning magazine.
But don't take it from Allure, take it from me.
Yes,
it's good. And also, if you're wondering what shade you need, I use the light. So if you picture what I look like, I use light, mm-hmm. and then if you're any darker than me, use medium.
There you go. So you guys want to try
it? Rocket science,
right?
People.
Come on. Go to Wander, WANDER, beauty.com/FCOL and get an additional 20% off just the one swipe complexion package that they
have. And lash duo. Yeah.
Yeah.
WanderBeauty.com/FCOL.
Check
also,
them out.
Another thing that I think is like a miracle, Talkspace.
Miracle.
You guys know that I need therapy.
Yeah.
Right? And you know the track record I have with live therapists that you have to actually make an appointment. You know how well I do at making and keeping appointments?
Yes.
Yeah. Not well.
No. You're good. You're good.
Wouldn't it be better, more convenient, more able to like keep these appointments and do it on your own schedule if you could have
and
an online therapist?
And also to not get somebody get mad at you and judge you because you didn't make a phone call or because you made an email instead of a phone call to them.
Guess what? Guess what the best thing about online therapy is? You never have to call them. You don't have to leave a message. You don't have to worry that they're going to answer the phone and be like, hi, how are you?
Talkspace here.
Why are you calling me? Are you
Therapy's
calling to cancel?
Asked.
You can be yourself and be free to unload your problems and with a licensed therapist with Talkspace.
Yeah, it's a platform with 2,000 licensed therapists. So you guys should check them out. They're giving us a good deal for you guys, for our audience. Go to talkspace.com/FCOL. Use the code FCOL to get $45 off your first month. Show your support for the show by going there. Check them out. Go to talkspace.com/FCOL.
Hi, yay, yay.
Yay.
Okay. Got to get this off my chest immediately.
Yeah.
I saw A Star Is Born. My life has changed.
I know. I saw that on our Facebook page. Like, everybody was talking about
it. Oh, my God. You haven't seen it?
No.
So good. So good. The soundtrack is, like, fucking awesome.
Really? Did you hear the soundtrack before, or did you just go to the movie without hearing anything? Yeah, because I haven't heard anything yet.
I went to the movie with Robin. Yes, I'm sorry. I really did. But
this is going to become like, I went to go sorry, Matt Damon, we ran out of time now. Every episode, we don't even Robin.
I went and did this political, sent these postcards out to Democrats to remind them to vote.
Yeah.
And with a group of moms, women, and I mean, I guess men can be moms. I don't want to be like...
Moms and women.
Non-gender, nor I don't know what moms, anyway.
Women.
Well, there were some moms there.
Ladies.
Some moms. Uh-huh. And afterwards, we went to go see, after we did our like civic duty.
Right.
We went to go see Star Is Born, and oh my God, I cried.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, like, I have no, I mean, I see the commercials, and I want to, after hearing Lady Gaga and Howard Stern, I started really liking her. Yeah. I thought, like, okay, she's not like a, you know, flash in the pan like I thought Madonna was going to be way back when she first came out.
Me too.
I have a picture of me burning her poster.
What?
Yes. There's a picture of me burning. It was like in the 80s when she first came out, the lace and everything.
Oh,
I was like, fuck her. She's a flash in the pan because everybody was talking about Madonna. And I was like, she ain't going nowhere. I thought the same thing about Lady Gaga when she first came out. Like, oh, okay, that's all just a... You know, a facade because she doesn't have she's got nothing in the tank. All fluff and no stuff. Turns out she has a lot in the fucking tank.
Yeah.
And she was really charming and really, really talented. I mean, the way she played piano and sang anyway, she's just amazing. So anyway.
And she wrote almost all the songs that are in the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. She also wrote the songs.
Really?
With other people. And so did Bradley Cooper. First of all, Bradley Cooper is so hot.
I know.
And I didn't really think that before. What's that movie that he was in? Robert De Niro is in it too, where he plays a guy with like, I don't know, bipolar.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook.
There you go.
I didn't love that movie as much as everybody else.
Yeah,
me neither.
I
thought it was fine.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I was like, I don't know. I felt like he was really acting. Like I was like, oh, yeah, he's playing this character. It's
right.
Bradley Cooper acting. I'm an actor.
Right.
But this movie was like, well, first of all, I had recently watched, I don't know if I mentioned this, the version with Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand. I'd rewatched it recently.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what it's about. I guess she's a star and she's born.
She's born a star. She's a star. No, it's about he, and this is in all the remakes of it, he is a big star but who's kind of self-destructive, alcoholic, you know, drug addict, and he kind of discovers her. She's sort of a struggling singer, and he kind of discovers her, and then she becomes a star and sort of outshines him.
I get the chills just thinking about it. Those kind of movies make me cry. When they come on stage and the audience is clapping and he's like cheering her on the set.
Yeah.
Like that's how I picture it.
Yes.
That gives me the chills.
You're picturing it correctly.
Yeah.
And the songs are so good.
Really?
The songs are so good. It's like, you know, I mean, it's not without its problems. It's not like the perfect movie. But you know what it is about it? You lose – it's so compelling and engaging, and you're like, you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're performing, you feel like you're there, and Bradley Cooper's just so cute, and he's so good, and you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think about, like, well, how come blah, blah, blah,
this could have
been better, or you get out of your head, and you just, like, are having the experience.
Right.
then you cry, and then
it's so. Is those songs that in this soundtrack? Those are now new songs. They're not the same songs from the or is
correct.
There one?
No, it's all new songs.
There's not even
they
just
wrote,
one new,
nope,
like, really
nothing.
Popular song.
No, do you remember in the Barbra Streisand, Kris Kristofferson? That's where the song "Like a Rose." Under the evening sky.
Yeah.
You know that?
Sort of.
That was Barbra Streisand.
Yeah.
That was kind of written for that movie.
Right.
Okay. Right? So that was like a huge song, Barbra Streisand song at the time. Remember that song?
Right.
One love that is shared by two.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a beautiful song.
Is from A Star Is Born.
Right.
Her, Barbra Streisand. So
she
these
wrote.
Songs, Lady Gaga songs, are have been on the getting played on the radio.
No, wow.
But they're all written for this movie.
Oh. I got to go see it. Now I want to go see it.
And then I was thinking too, and now I'm a little bit maybe thinking, I don't know. I left going, I have to show this to Elby. Like, she's almost 14. Mm-hmm. I feel like she will appreciate it.
Yeah.
Of course, then I was also, then my friend was like, well, is it appropriate? And I was like, well, I mean – it's dark. It's pretty dark. I mean, he's a really bad drug addict, alcoholic. But I'm like, but I feel like I watched stuff like that when I was that age.
I know.
I watched movies and.
Well, you have to gauge your own daughter. You have to think, like, does she get it or not? I have stuff that I watch with Sonny and I think, like, should he be watching it?
I mean, he's seen a horse head in a bed.
Yeah, I know. I can't
and
get any worse.
Tell.
Than, yeah.
Of course, he won't sleep in his own bed anymore.
No,
but.
I know. Or have
Mom.
Horses.
Mom. I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Now, you're like, I don't know why. I've just showed you Saw last night. What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. He can't watch anything like that. No.
Oh, my God. That reminded me that I have to tell you really quick of a really funny Julie story, which is just – so, okay. So, Bella, her daughter's birthday, she had a birthday party yesterday. So
and she's turning
– 14.
14.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
We've known each other a long time.
Jesus Louise. Elby
was just a little baby when we started.
I know.
She's turning 14.
14.
Next month. So, Bella's birthday is soon. Anyway, so she had a birthday party, and so it was a swim party at her house. She had like 20 girls over, and it was super fun. And I was there at the beginning, and so Bella comes in. So they're playing music outside, some kind of like, you know, rap music or whatever. And Bella comes in and is like, Mom, like this music is kind of inappropriate. Like there's Mom, there's language in the music. And Julie and I looked at each other, and Julie's like, oh, my God, my daughter, like, such a nerd. Like, she was like, Bella, who cares? Like, you're almost 14.
Right.
And then she was making – Julie was joking to me, like, and this is why her friends think she's nerdy. Like, oh, my God, my daughter, right? Like, come on, Bella. Like, really? You're going to come in here like,
that's
Mom,
so nice.
The music's not appropriate. She was, we were kind of making fun of her a little bit. Well, Julie was. So a little bit later – so later on during the party – Julie goes outside and she realizes that the music, the song that was on was like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. You know, punch her in the pussy.
Yeah, whatever.
She was like, what the? Oh, my God. She goes, oh, my God, the music. And she's like, what? No wonder Bella was like, Mom.
Right. And you're like, shut the place.
Yeah. Because
get out of here, nerd.
We were laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Because of us being like, oh, you can't handle the word like shit. And meanwhile, it's some like.
Right.
She goes, it was just like a Spotify mix of like top hits.
That's
but apparently it was explicit versions of songs.
Yeah, I guess you got to be careful
she
now.
She didn't put on the parental,
right,
like, okay,
right.
top hits, but without the fucker in the pussy. Like,
right. I know.
But she was like, oh, my God, like, watch, cut to, like, the parents, like, going, like, what were you guys listening to? My daughter came home and told me, and Bella would be like, Mom, I told you so.
I warned you.
Like,
I know. Oh, my God, how embarrassing. Poor Bella.
Kids were probably all like, wow, your mom's really cool. Like, fuck her in the pussy.
Oh, like, my punch God. Her in the pussy. Yeah. That's funny.
Jewel, we were That's laughing crazy. So hard. She was like, oh, my God, here I am going, like, my daughter's such a nerd. She's
right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
Because she doesn't want to.
Well, like, scary.
I rate that bitch.
I know. Because you never know, like, what the songs are going to have.
I know.
You just listen. You know, it's happened before where I put on what I think is appropriate for the kids. And
right.
then you hear, like, what is she saying?
Right.
Like, she's going to go down on him? Like, I'll go down on you until the end of the – like, really? Wow. Is this what you guys are listening to?
Well, I feel like if Nicki Minaj is involved, there's going to be problems.
There's going to be some shit.
Yeah. Shit's going to go sideways in
yes,
that song.
Yes, totally.
And she's in a lot of songs. And Cardi B.
And Cardi B.
Yeah, that's the
That's another
one.
Sharmuta.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Like, I was like, oh, Cardi B. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I hear what she's talking about. I'm like, yeah. What?
Yeah. I make money moves. I fuck you and take your money, bitch.
Make money moves.
And my kids are all singing it in the back seat. I'm like, mm.
It was funny when they were little and didn't know what they were saying.
Right.
You
totally.
Know, when I'd say to my kids, to Natalia, to say stupid stuff. Yeah.
And remember how people, I remember
people lost
old
shit.
Episodes
yeah.
where we talked about making our kids as practically
yeah.
babies
yeah.
say funny stuff.
Yeah.
Like Sadie was like 2 and I had her go, because that's how I roll. What's up, bitches? Or
right.
You had Natalia
yeah.
doing a video.
Yeah.
Something about Trump money.
I got Trump money, bitch.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what Nene said.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we would, so Jody and I would whisper it into Natalia's
right.
ear.
Right.
And because we were bored to tears on a yeah. Sunday afternoon, and Natalia would just repeat what we said. I got Trump money, bitch.
Do you remember when people, though, got really mad? Were like,
yeah.
wow, that's so inappropriate.
Yes, they did.
Teaching your kids swear words. How dare you?
Yeah.
And we were like, this might be the wrong show for you.
Right. I wonder if that person is still listening to our show. If you are, raise your hand on our Reel It In page.
They're probably like, wow, Julie.
I know.
Should have maybe screened those songs
right.
before you played them for at your daughter's birthday. Glad my child wasn't there.
Oh, my God. I know. So we, Olga's daughter got married.
I know. How was it? Tell me all about it.
It was so cute. It was because Olga, you got to admire the woman. She raised her daughter by herself, you know, and worked full time with another family of boy girl twins. And while her daughter was, you know, they were the same age. So their kids were at the wedding. And then when the daughter that she was working, the daughter of the two, the boy and girl twins, is getting married. She was there with her fiance.
What?
I know.
Wow.
It's crazy. I know. And so they were there. Their parents were there. And it was, you know, it was really sweet. So Olga invited Natalia's BFF's parents. They came in
right,
from
they
Denver.
Flew in.
Mm-hmm. That was nice. Yeah.
Is there going to be a Patreon?
No.
Oh, they are, okay.
Yeah. They came in.
Was it a beautiful reunion?
In fact, her dad asked me, Natalia's BFF's dad, I get a text on Friday. Are you going to the rehearsal dinner tonight? And I was like, no. What?
Shut up. They were invited to the
rehearsal
dinner over you guys?
Yeah.
What?
No. No, because they flew in. They flew in. So she probably just said, we having a dinner on Friday night. Come down. It was very non-traditional, the wedding. You know, her daughter was very, like, very chill. Olga's very loud. Her daughter's very chill. You know, she likes to partake the marijuana sometime,
right.
You know. She's just like a nice – she's the sweetest, nicest, smartest, like, got her fucking shit together at an early age girl. And I'm just – she just raised such a great girl. And so, yeah, so the dad texted me and I was like, no, I'm not going. I didn't know about it. Or did I know about it? Did I know about it? No, I didn't know about it. No. But anyway, so she invited them. She invited Sonny's BFF's parents. And so that was nice. That was sweet that they came because, you know, their kids are with Olga a lot and stuff like that. They love Olga, you know. They know Olga. She comes over there and with their kids and hangs out with them sometimes and drops them off. Olga went on the vacation with them to Portland a couple of years ago, and I couldn't go, and Adam
couldn't
go.
Right, right, right.
The family vacation, and Olga went.
Right.
With
right,
them.
Right.
I had a picture of Olga in a speedboat. I wish you were here from like Portland, Washougal, Washington on the river.
Oh,
really
my gosh.
Cute. Yeah. So it was really nice. It was at a country club in our area that carry our beverages. And so we
nice.
That's how we knew the guy there. And Olga came with me there a couple times to have lunch. And then the guy that works at I can't remember his name. Kaylin, do you remember his name? The dude at the country club? No. Anyway, special shout out to him. Anyway, it was just really sweet. And but like Olga's got her family there. You know, a lot of them don't speak English.
Yeah.
But they come up and her one uncle must have shook Adam's hand 180 times. Like, oh. I watch you on the TV. You're funny. No, he's not Asian.
Is he Asian?
No. Yeah. You're funny.
How sweet.
No. He was like,
you get fortune cookie. No, have fortune cookie.
I can't get my Guatemalan accent. How's it go? I can't think of it. Yeah, he was just like, you funny. You're a funny guy. Funny. Yeah, funny.
Yeah.
You're funny. Every time we watch, he's like, funny guy. Hey, funny guy. And then, everybody wanted to do tequila shots, and Olga was dressed in her makeup, and I put it on Facebook.
I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, you saw the picture.
Yeah.
I saw, that's
and
right.
then was that you? I saw the post, a beautiful yeah. picture of Olga, and then I saw a video that but I was like, that doesn't look like Lynette.
It doesn't.
Was it you teaching Dr. Bruce to dance?
Yes. Dr. Bruce. Could you tell? Dr. Bruce's daughter filmed that.
Okay.
She was laughing her ass off because Bruce is such a dork, and it's no reason why his name is Dr. Spaz. Like, it's for a good reason.
Right.
He's so spazzy because a lot of times at these events, you never know. Like, most of the time, he's going to be in the corner, you know. Like, he's just awkward. He's just that
right.
Asperger-y, awkward.
He's just there in case somebody ODs.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I'll be over here in a trailer ready to hydrate you, rehydrate you with an IV.
Yeah, they used to have him at the K-Rock weenie
yeah.
roast and stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Remember when he was going to like Coachella
to revive people?
Are you
sure
rolling on too much E?
Yes.
Head over here. Head over to Dr. Bruce.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, he was there. And Olga loves Dr. Bruce, too, because her whole family's covered by Bruce.
Right,
they don't
right.
need Medicare. They don't need any kind of health care. They got Dr. Bruce care. Dr. Spaz. My niece, she's throwing up. Can you give her something? So he calls it in. So he's there, and he's brought his daughter, and he's in the – you know, he's usually like, you know, weirdo, quiet dude in the corner, just like stands there and drinks his beer. And if
right.
you don't know who he is, you're like, who's that dude that's in the corner that's not talking to anybody?
Right, right, right,
and
right.
And so like I bring him, I'm like, Bruce.
With the much younger girl.
With the much younger,
yeah.
hotter girl.
Yeah.
His daughter is like, I don't know, she's 16, 17. She
oh,
looks,
yeah.
She's as tall as him. Blonde, long blonde hair, beautiful. So – yeah, I bring him over and I said, Bruce, don't be that weirdo in the corner. He's got his sunglasses on top of his head,
no.
but it's 9:30 at night. And he's dancing and I'm trying to teach him how to dance. Anyway, it was fun. And the guys from here, a couple guys were from here were invited, like Chris. Who else was in? Patrick was invited.
Really?
Jay Jo, yeah. Yeah.
How
it was
sweet.
Really cute. Yeah,
this is like her family.
I know. It's her family. Yeah, she loves it. She doesn't like Kaylin so much, but because he wasn't invited.
Who does? Really?
Aww. Well, but you know what? It's really Paola because Paola's husband now works here. Emmy.
Oh, right, 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 right,
yeah.
right, right.
He works here.
He's
and
so cute.
Yes, he's so cute. And he's so sweet and he's a good worker.
So he's also inviting some of his friends. They were
right,
like his
coworkers, right.
right. Yeah.
But I think Olga would have invited probably not Patrick, but probably Chris. I think Chris. Definitely Jay. Jay is, she gave Jay that name, Jay Jo. She came up with that. So, yeah, it was really sweet. It was nice. It was very chill. Like, there wasn't, when we got there, it was still cocktail hour, and Paola was out in her wedding dress and, like, socializing. Like, it wasn't like she was hiding and then to come out.
Right, right,
and
right.
And then it was like the music came down, and it was like the guy got up and started talking and gave, like, a, you know, a speech, and then she came walking out. And Olga walked her down the aisle, like, walked her down to the priest, I guess. I don't know what he was, but he was funny. Yeah, he was like charming, and And it was over, and like it wasn't like a big Catholic ceremony. Like mm-hmm. everybody else in her family have, you know, very traditional, very untraditional for Paola. And it was fun. And then the ceremony was over. Then we went inside for the dinner. Everybody sat down. We were sitting at our table with all the coworkers and everybody. And then Olga gets, so everybody starts to their speech. And Olga got up, and when Olga got up, everybody in the place erupted with Olga, Olga.
Aww.
It was really cute. She gave her speech half in Spanish and the other half in English.
Aww.
She took me around and introduced me to every table, everybody at every table. This is Miss Jefe, so-and-so. I don't know. It's like, stop calling me Jefe.
I know. It's like,
I know, not a Jefe.
That sounds like it means fat.
I know. It does, right?
What does Jefe mean? Boss?
And boss, yeah. Usposa Jefe.
Yeah, that sounds badass. That's like what they'd call, you know, like El Chapo.
Don't call me Jefe. Like, I'm not, like, smuggling cocaine.
Right. Well.
I don't know.
Maybe not. You're tonight. Open to it.
Here's my card. Call me later. And the kids were there. They were only the only kids there. They were bored.
Really?
After, yeah. The dancing started, and I was having so much fun dancing, and Adam was off talking, and the two of them, they were just like bored to tears. But luckily, they were at a country club, so they found like a foosball table somewhere. But it was really sweet. It was really nice. And, you know, it was really nice that Olga walked her down the aisle. She was, you know, the one, because she never met her father. And it was all Olga that raised her.
Never met him?
Mm-mm. Doesn't care to meet him. Doesn't want to know who he is. You know, I don't really ask Olga too much of that stuff. I don't really, like, I figure if she wants to talk about it, she'll talk about it. I tried a long time ago. People, hey, what's Olga's deal? Is she married? I think she's single. To all the single men out there.
Ready to mingle.
Yeah.
Have you ever put her on, like, you know, Christian Match. Mingle?
Christian Mingle.
Match.
When I first met her.
Bumble. Another fish in the sea.
When I did our first interview with her, I don't know because I don't have the babies yet. I was still pregnant. They're twins on its way. We never had kids. Adam's Adam. We have no in-laws. There's no anybody. So I go, what are your hours? Or like, what do you work? What days do you serve? And she goes, I just like to work Monday through Fridays. I don't like to work on the weekends. I like to be with my family because I go to church every Sunday. And I was like, okay. I should have crossed her off the list.
I know.
But she did say, but if you do need me, I can be here. No problem. It's no problem. Once in a while, it's no problem. I said, okay.
Oh, my God. I have the exact same, almost the exact same thing, except that mine was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, my God. Really?
Do you remember me? Yeah.
Yeah.
I interviewed her while pregnant.
Right.
Same exact story. In fact, that I had met this other, it's kind of a long story. It's not that important. But a tiny backstory is that there was this other nanny who like nannied for people in the neighborhood, was part of like the nanny mafia.
Right.
And I had briefly talked to her and sort of soft committed mm-hmm. to her. These other people kept telling me, other nannies were kind of telling, I don't really remember how this went. It was a long time ago, but were telling me like, she's pretty flaky. You should know that.
Uh-oh.
And I started getting a bad vibe. So then but then she started calling me a lot. And I remember saying like, yeah, it's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really mad. But I had heard she sometimes just doesn't show up and doesn't call. And I was like, no. So I interviewed. A woman who was using Liz, who ended up being my nanny, said, my nanny is looking to stay in Encino Village. And it happened right at the time that I was like, cut the other one, the possibility of her loose. So I needed somebody.
Right.
But I was still pregnant. And the twins ended up coming pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I had time, even though I was pregnant. So I interviewed her and very similar thing. She was like, she had a 10-year-old daughter at the time, maybe a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And her 13-year-old is about to have a baby.
Oh, my God.
Not 13 anymore.
Right.
Yeah. But okay. So she came over. I feel like she came over with her daughter, with her 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And met Elby, and I met her, and I thought she was nice, but she was very, she was like, I don't work weekends. She was like, here's the hours I can work. And it was very like cut and dry. Like,
yeah.
And I had had already Elby and had never had a nanny
right.
and was having twins and knew I was on a book deal. Book, right. I had to write a book. And I was like, that sounds pretty strict. Like, I don't know what I'm going to need. But
yeah,
like,
I know.
What,
you don't know what
she was
gonna
like,
need.
I can work 9 to 5:30 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like not, did not seem flexible.
Right.
And she said, I don't work weekends. I because they go around.
Passing out. She really?
She was,
she went door to door?
She was one of those. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. She was like, you know, whatever. I can't remember what it's called, what you do. What,
right.
Where she goes, yeah. We go to church or whatever. And then we, you know, we okay. I'm going to walk around people's right. neighborhoods bothering right, them right, on right. the weekend. So right. I won't be available for you. So then
you're like, why can't you push a stroller while you're doing that?
Oh my god. Oh my god, that would be hilarious.
Could you imagine?
Elby went around witnessing or whatever they're doing, Jehovah's Witnessing yeah. with her on the week. So John and I are like, huh. I mean, I don't know. Jehovah's Witnesses, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, they do, they're up to some weird shit. Like,
right.
I think Michael yes. Jackson.
Right,
like,
right,
can't
right.
they not have a blood transfusion? We were right, like, right, we right. don't know. We right. only heard the bad stuff.
Right.
So I was like, she seems like a really nice person, though.
Mm-hmm.
She'd also worked for, like, somebody famous.
Mm-hmm.
And she came. Here's the one thing I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
She came with, like, letters of recommendation that were very glowing. And the person who recommended her was like, she's amazing. So that was kind of counterbalancing
right.
my prejudging
right.
the Jehovah's Witness thing. So we Google, like, I Wikipedia Jehovah's Witness, and I'm like, I mean, it's not that bad. Like, there's some weird beliefs,
trouble.
But, like, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't celebrate anything.
You know,
they don't celebrate birthdays,
right.
but whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? They don't celebrate
less,
any holidays,
less,
so they're available,
yeah,
more available.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But I was a little put off by the non-flexibility.
Right.
So I had sort of not written her off, but then I ended up having to go to the hospital.
Mm.
Early because I was then I was put in the hospital. So then I was kind of like, fuck, like we don't have a nanny really. And then John tells me like, oh, Liz is called like a couple times and she's not being really pushy, but she's like, hey, I'm just following up.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I can be flexible. I think mm-hmm. she got a read
mm-hmm.
that we were not into the no flexibility. And mm-hmm. she was like, listen, that whole having to be out by
yeah.
5:30, like I can work with you on that. Like, I mean, if there's some days you need like till 6:30,
isn't that interesting?
Like, I mean, I'd love to be able to pick up my kids, but like, I can't, you know?
Right.
Anyway, she ended up being so amazing.
Really?
So and honestly, I hired her because I'm a no-getter.
Yeah.
And I was like, how am I going to interview people?
Right.
I'm in the hospital.
Right.
What is
right.
John going to like bring them in?
Right. No,
like,
beggars can't be choosers now.
Right. So
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. She seems into it. Let's hire her.
Right.
And we would make fun of her.
To her face?
Yes, because she actually has a good sense of – she was very serious at first.
Right.
And so was I because I was crying all the time.
Right, right, right.
She started the day that I brought Xander, who was then Matilda.
Yeah.
The day that I – he was released
home.
From the NICU earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to start her because – what it doesn't really matter. But,
yeah.
So I she started –
mm-hmm.
the day that I came up. So I was a lot of crying, a lot of going back and forth to the NICU to see the other one, thing two.
Yeah.
And then, but once I chilled out and she claims that she was really worried about getting fired because I was crying all the time and seemed like I was in a terrible mood, which I was,
right.
but she thought she was worried that it had to do with her.
Was she narcissistic?
Total narcissist, yeah. These Jehovah's Witnesses, man. It's like, maybe you should start celebrating your birthday if you're so, like, self-involved. No, she was
–
she loosened up. No, we're not. She loosened up, and then I would make jokes because mm-hmm. our neighborhood is like a hotbed of Jehovah's Witness activity.
Oh, really?
So every time they would come to my door, which is all the time, I'd be like, I already got one. I got
right.
a Jehovah's Witness
right.
practically living in my house. I go, I got all the information I need. And she, Liz would be like in the background, like, hey, like,
what's up, Stacey?
Yeah, she'd sometimes recognize him, but you know.
Right, 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 right.
But
that's hilarious.
Yeah. She was really had a sense of humor.
Well, that's I remember working with a woman that was Jehovah's Witness at a preschool, and I remember her being like easygoing and fun. And
oh yeah, Liz was sarcastic and funny.
Yeah, she was too. I remember the day that I brought those babies home was like one of the worst days I've ever had in my whole entire life. I was in pain, in so much pain, like my stomach, like I couldn't walk.
You had a C-section, and they're like, "Yeah, here's your babies. Have a good day. Bye. Yeah. See ya.
Not one and two. Here's two. Bye. Right. Yeah. Have a good time. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
On your way now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was terrifying. I was in pain. I didn't know what to do. And I remember
they take you to the door in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
As if to say, we know you can barely stand.
Right.
But here's your babies.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as you're out the driveway.
Right.
Later, Gata.
Yeah, I know. Right. And Adam, who never slept in the room with me the first four nights or three nights I was there, I had what was her name? Liz, this young, go-getting night nurse that we hired ahead of time.
Right.
So she stayed, and she was like, "Do you
want me in the hospital with you?"
Yes, because she was like the day before birth. She was like, "Do you want me to stay with you?"
This is how shitty. Sorry, hospitals. But hospitals suck. Like,
I know.
The fact that you have to basically bring somebody in,
I know,
with the amount they charge your insurance company, or you if you don't have insurance,
yeah,
they don't help you at night.
No.
Even with twins.
No, they don't.
They don't let you send them to the nursery. The fact that you had to hire a night nurse to come to the fucking hospital is criminal.
Right. Because Melissa, a year before, had Archie, and she was like, oh, hell no. She's like, I had round-the-clock Kimmels coming through there, Aunt Fran, she's like, no, you need have – if not Adam. You don't want to rely on Adam. I go, well, that's good because Adam's not planning on spending the night anyway. He's doing his movies. He's filming his Road Hard movie at the same time that I gave birth because he thought that was a good time.
He's got really good timing.
Yeah. He did that on purpose because he thought, you know,
his comedic
it's
going to
be a downtime.
It's going to be a downtime.
Right. It's downtime. Like, I'll be off work. I'll be able to take a week off because of the baby. So I'll just figure 2 weeks of filming. We'll be knocked the movie out. We'll be done. But you know what? Good. Who needs you? I'm fine. I don't need you. I can get – like, actually, it's probably better because the day I brought the babies home
– he would have been like, Lynette,
I didn't have her.
Mama, why are they crying so much?
Right. Do something about that. I got
to
sleep.
I'm trying to sleep in this futon over here.
No.
In this chair that kind of opens up to a sort of a half a twin bed.
Right. Oh, my God. It was – he came that day. I brought the babies home. She wasn't there. I had no help. There was no Olga at the time. And I had just the night nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so sweet. I remember going, oh, my God. And she was like a young, like 30-something mom with two, like, 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. And her husband passed away. I know.
No.
And I was like, she would talk about Harry, her husband Harry. And then I said,
was he really old?
No, I know with that name, right?
Yeah.
Turns out he went to North Hollywood High School like a year before Adam or something. He graduated.
Oh, wow. What did he die of?
Vicodin overdose. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, I guess it was, she said he took over. Meanwhile, I'm popping him. Like, you would think, right?
Right.
But no, so he was in rehab. He was in a rehab.
Were you like...
It. Does he have – what's he doing with those extras?
Oh, my God.
I told you. We're going to hell. Well, he's not around anymore.
I'm so glad that you are my partner.
No.
And knew exactly where I was going. Listen, it was a long time ago, people.
No. It was. Over 12 years. It's not too soon.
That's sad. That's really sad.
I know.
It had just happened, though, seriously?
It happened like a year earlier.
Okay, so who was watching her kids overnight?
That's what I wondered. She had a mom that lived close by, but her mom worked during the day. So her mom would – but because
– So would her mom sleep at her house?
Yes.
And then she would be with the kids?
And then she would come at 10 and at 10 p.m. at night and leave my house by 6:37 so that she could take the kids to school. Her mom got the kids up and breakfast, but then she came home, picked them up, dropped them off, and would sleep while they're at school.
Wow.
I know, right? Because she had to work. Like, turns out – okay, this is crazy. So anyway, I'll tell you that and what turns out. But Yeah, she would tell me, I remember crying, and she's like, it's okay, no, I'm come to terms with it. And I'm like, but your daughter's like, yeah, they ask about him, like, what, you know, daddy's gone. What, he was in rehab, and somebody snuck them into him.
Oh, no.
After he was been sober for a while. So he was about to leave, like, I think a month, or he was going to be for, like, 3 months he wanted to take, or something like that. But somebody brought them into him. And he just took a hundred, like he took a over 100, she said, and his heart just stopped. I know. I know. Isn't that sad?
Very sad.
But I remember thinking, like, how do you do it? Because I remember going, I just remember looking at her and thinking, like, she's got two little girls. She's on her own pretty much. I can barely stand. And I got two babies. Like, and she was always had the upbeat. There was something about those night nurses. Like, she always had this upbeat attitude. But I remember, like, if there was a night she couldn't come in, I was like, what? You can't come tonight? Oh, no. Like, I remember going, what am I going to do? How am I going to feed these kids? Like, she would just help me. She would teach me. She would tell me, okay, we're going to give a top off at 12 o'clock and see how long they can go for. And she just was so sweet. Anyway.
But you'd go to sleep, right? Would she tell you that the next day? Like, this is what I'm going to do.
She would sit in the rocking chair. She didn't. I said I can get a blow up doll, blow up mattress. She says I prefer not to lay down. Like, I want to sit up. And so she would sit up, and I would go to sleep. But I had the monitor, so I could hear, and I think I remember. She came in a couple times maybe to get me, like knock 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 on my. On my shoulder. I mean, the door was open. She was easily coming in and out. So she would just tap, you know, I'd get up and then I'd go in and I'd feed them. But I would feed them the bottle because in the very beginning, I tried to breastfeed.
Right, right, right.
But I did it for like at least 2 weeks. I remember that.
Okay. But then after that, could she just let you sleep and
I think
overnight? Isn't that the point of a night nurse?
Yeah. I think after that, yeah. But I don't remember really a lot of nights sleeping. I remember going and feeding them. Yeah, then it started.
Then you got
to,
them all day.
Yeah, then I had them all day. Yeah, but then I thought, like, during the day was easier for me too because I had a lot of visitors at that time, and I would take naps. And I remember them sleeping, and I would sleep. I remember reading them the Ovitz CAA book. That's why they know all about showbiz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it just, the bottom line is, it was a lot of work, but I'll tell you what's interesting is that she was so professional that she did not tell me. I found out because Teresa Strasser took her after me. She was like, I need a night nurse, so I gave her after me. And then Teresa told me, do you know, like a year later, did you know that night nurse left you either before me or after me? Was at Brad and Angelina's for their twins.
What?
Yeah, she was the night nurse for their twins.
Wow.
So while she was seeing Brad and Angelina, there was an overlap. She was coming to our house like the next, you know, right after that or right before. I think it was right after because I think her kids are older. And I remember watching like Access Hollywood and gossiping and talking about TV shows. And I remember What's-Her-Face died of an overdose at the time. The Playboy model, guest model.
Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah, she died. And so she never once said a word. Not once. Not,
wow.
Never said, not one peep. And Teresa didn't know either until the end, towards the end, like Teresa got into a really heart-to-heart with her one night, in the middle of the night, and then she told her.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
Isn't that cool? And then she was like, can you tell me what did you – she only thing I remember is that their bathroom smelled really good.
That's some good gossip.
Yeah. And that she saw him in his underwear. And she saw Adam in his underwear, too.
Who she told about that? You know, yeah. What? We need to do
Speaking
an ad.
Speaking of sleep.
We just got so carried away.
I know.
Kalen didn't do his usual, like, do an ad.
I know.
Bitches.
But you know what that reminds me? If I had Brooke Lennon back then, I would have never gotten out of bed because you just sink into those sheets.
I mean, I know it sounds like I'm making this up, but when I saw this, the ads for today, mm-hmm. I was like, You know, speaking of Brooklinen, I was just thinking about how much I love my sheets. And that's a weird thing to say. But I love my sheets, and especially when they're freshly washed.
I know.
Those, the Brooklinen sheets are my favorite sheets I've ever owned.
Oh, yeah.
They're
absolutely.
Just, they have that crisp but also soft.
It's like high-end. When you go to the hotels, yeah. Those high-end hotels.
My like sheets feel like hotel
yeah.
sheets.
Yeah. And the more you wash them, the more buttery soft they get. Yep. It's just so – they're so nice.
But I had some other sheets – not to talk about other brands, but I had some other sheets that I got at like Bed Bath & Beyond
right.
that John really likes high thread count. So I'd bought these. I'd spent some good money on these high thread count sheets. And I got to tell you, they didn't last that long. They started getting
frayed.
They yeah. got holes in them
yeah.
from washing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what's the point?
What's the point?
I yeah, know. But these don't.
No,
these are in perfect condition, and I've had them for a while now.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm going to get more. I need more.
Me too. They're good. So that's the ad. No. yeah, they were. You don't need to know when they were
yeah,
founded.
Yeah, I know.
Just
I know.
Know that they
– They're awesome sheets. And yeah. they have all really cool patterns and colors and very classic looking sheets.
Love. I have the pinstripe, and I have them in the color smoke.
They Me have, and you yes. have the same, but we have the opposite, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I have the white with the smokes colored pinstripes, with the gray pinstripes.
Yeah.
Which I need to get the darker because of Phil and his hair.
That would be cool. I should get that too, a gray with white pinstripes yes. instead of what I have, the white
yeah.
with gray.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're getting
and
off topic.
And they got the polka dots.
Yes.
They
so you could mix and match if
yeah.
you want too. You can get whatever you want. You could do polka dot pillowcases with a pinstripe. Okay.
They're awesome. I
yes.
know. Yeah.
Yes, girl. Go to Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com. Use the promo code FCOL at checkout. And you'll get $20 off and free shipping, my favorite thing. That's brooklinen.com, promo code FCOL. Also, third love. Guys.
Look at what Stephanie's wearing today.
I'm
You're a walking
legitimately
billboard.
Doing an ad for third love in my third love bra. I'm wearing the plum. It's the jewel. It's a jewel tone, purple. Like
it's really pretty.
Dark maroon plum color, and it's got the little.
But the thing that's nice is that Stephanie's got a shirt on that I love, and it's got the shoulders cut.
Cold
out.
Shoulders,
yeah,
uh-huh.
Cold shoulders, and you could see the bra strap, and it looks really nice. It looks awesome. It
yeah,
looks really cool.
They're pretty bras.
They're so cute.
I feel like they're worth the money. Somebody on Facebook recently that. Unrelated to our show, put a thing on Facebook asking, like, are third love bras really worth the money? And
worth every penny. Are you kidding?
They really, really are. And a bunch of people on her thread that have nothing to do with our show were like, it wasn't on the Reel It In page. It was a different friend of mine. A bunch of people were like, I love my third love bra.
See?
Nobody I saw said anything negative.
No.
People were like, worth the money. The cups have that kind of miracle, that foam,
yes.
but not padded.
Right.
I mean,
it's
you can get padded, but these are just, they're just comfortable.
Because if you got big boobies like us, you don't want that pad.
No.
So, but you want that support and you want it to be comfy. You don't want those wires digging in.
Yeah.
So.
Here's how to do it.
Third Love. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL and find the perfect fitting bra. Get 15% off your first purchase. So go to thirdlove.com/FCOL. Get 15% off your first purchase. Go check them out. They got awesome stuff.
Yeah. So I feel like I had something else to say about that, the nanny thing. Okay, so then how long after you had the twins, after you were trying to do those days on your own, did you get Olga?
2 months in.
Okay,
August. Good. 10th or 8th was when she started. The day I left for Vegas. She was her very first day on the job, and I left at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon to
really?
Go to Vegas with my girlfriends. Yeah, I was like, here's where the formula is. Here's Adam's cell phone. See ya. Bye. Left.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Good for you.
I know. Melissa and my friends were like, you got to get out. You got to go to Vegas. And I was like, but it's her first time. Like, what if she's a serial killer? Or what if she kidnaps them and takes them and sells them on the market or something? And they're like, first of all, that's not going to happen. Second of all, Adam's around. It's not like so he was home all weekend. And
did you also have the night nurse still?
No. When did I have the night nurse till? Oh, I had the night nurse for four months.
Oh, so you did still have the night nurse.
Yeah, I had the night nurse. Yeah. She met her. And then once I had Olga, though, then it was like, I remember going.
They probably were sleeping through the night by then because she probably sleep trained them.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Yeah, they pretty much, but Natalia was still very fussy and very, I want my pillow. Fix my pillow. She couldn't even talk and she wanted me to fix her fucking pillow. I'm mad at her.
She didn't even have a pillow and she still wanted me to fix it.
She's going yelling at me. She's yelling at me before she could even talk. She was so fussy. Just fussy, you know?
Yeah.
And Sonny was just like, if he was fed and clean diaper, he was fine.
He's still the same.
It's still the same. Isn't that weird? And I remember the nurse coming into the hospital room telling me, they are who they are. When they're like, they are who they are. That, you know, one's the louder one, one's the quieter one.
Right. I mean, you can fuck them up.
Yeah. But yeah.
But they're who.
But they who they are. That's their default setting.
Right.
Is who they are, and it's true. Turned out she was right. Absolutely.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. Elby was such an easy baby, and she's easy now.
Yeah. How are the twins?
Well, oh my goodness. Funny you should ask. Sadie was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Although she's not hard. She's not hard now, but she's not a difficult kid at all.
Mm-hmm.
She's just – but she didn't like – she, you know, she didn't – she was negative.
Yeah,
she's a negative baby.
Yeah.
She's still kind of a negative, you know?
Yeah.
Xander was pretty chill. Yeah, Xander – well, as I told you, Sadie would crawl across the floor to bite Xander in the shoulder.
Oh.
Remember when I had to hire the behavioralist? Because this was at like 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, she had reasons. She was frustrated. She was not talking. She was having a lot of therapy. She was probably trying to communicate and couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But she took it out in negative ways, like biting people.
Right.
Like, that's not necessary. Xander was doing nothing to you.
Yeah.
He was minding his own business, sitting across the room, maybe pooping. I don't know what he was up to, but it didn't involve you.
Right.
And she'd be like, oh, you don't want to involve me? Well, I'm going to involve you. And then she'd crawl over to him and bite him. And then he'd start screaming and crying. And I'd be like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go over and you'd think like he fell down some stairs, even though we don't have stairs. You would think something horrible happened, and he'd just still be sitting in the same spot. And I'd go over, and he'd have a welt on his arm.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God, what? And she would have crawled back over, total manipulator. She'd have crawled back over like and sitting there like, I don't know, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? That must have been, I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that wasn't me. The cat did it.
Yeah, cat did it. We don't have a cat, Sadie. I don't know.
That's the deal.
Just sitting here, minding my own business. I was like, oh, no, you didn't.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I had to hire. So I told the therapist. I had all these therapists because she was having speech, OT, PT, child development. You know, she was just teeny tiny and not reaching milestones. So the child development person, I was like, Mike, this girl, she's biting Xander.
Right.
Like, and then we looked and I've told you this before, he looked like an abused wife. He just had like welts all the way down his arm. I mean, he would just sit there. And then did I tell you this one that he got so used to it that she would come over and he just like put his arm out.
Oh my God. I didn't know that.
And then she'd bite it. And I was like, I got to put a stop to this immediately. So the behavioralist came in and said, she's not too old. She's not too young, because I wouldn't really punish her because I'm like, she's only 18 months old.
Mm-hmm, I know. What
am
supposed
I, one
to
of
do?
These weird evangelical focus on family people that beats their kids at 6 months old? No. I was like, she's a baby.
What are you supposed to do?
She's just a baby.
Yeah.
The behavioralist was like, she's a baby, but she needs to be – you need to – this is what she told me to do. I know we've talked about this before, but she was like, you need to remove – her from the situation immediately. But first, she's like, first, you comfort the other one.
Right.
So that she doesn't get the attention.
Right.
You comfort, you go over and you go, oh no. And like, you know, hold the other baby and then take her, remove her from the situation and go put her in her crib for timeout. She's going to get angry, which she did.
Right.
But you don't talk to her and you don't look at her and you don't like, you just pick her up, and when she does that, something that she needs to know that it's like training a dog. Like right. they need to, you can't do it later
right.
when they have no idea what they did. You have right. to you know that the, there's a consequence to this behavior, which is you get removed from the situation and you don't get the love and hugs.
Right.
At the end. So you have to do that. And it would kill me at first, but it solved it pretty immediately.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how that works when you, you know, discipline them and you have to suffer the first the couple times. But
I remember her throwing these fits about going to sleep and crying and screaming like brutal.
Mm-hmm,
where
that's how I
do. it was angry crying. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to fucking go to bed. Mm-hmm. And she would just be like,
Did she shake? Natalia would get so mad she'd shake.
And I would have the worst anxiety. And I believe I had just quit drinking when she was in the throes of this behavior.
That's insane.
And I remember thinking I picked a really bad time to get off the sauce. This is brutal.
Yeah.
And I would just sit and I'd be so mad at her. Like, why is she doing this to me? Mm-hmm, she's trying to ruin my life. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And John had this way of just kind of like leaving his body. You know,
what's
but
wrong
I
with
felt
the guys?
Every moment of the brutal attack of her screaming and crying. And it would take everything in me to not go in there and like comfort her. But it wasn't about comfort. It wasn't about like there wasn't anything wrong.
Right, right.
Because she just wouldn't go to bed.
Yeah, I know.
Just wouldn't. She was just mad. And then she would rip off all her clothes and take everything out of her crib and throw it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know. Natalia used to do the same kind of stuff.
And my heart would be – I feel tense just thinking about those times.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Sonny would be sitting there minding his own business, building his blocks and stuff. She would just come over and kick it. Kick him over. Like it was so sad.
Oh, my God.
And he would get so mad, and he would cry.
Was this like babies? Like 18 months?
Yeah. Age? He's like building his blocks.
Right.
He's like taking his time, you know. And she comes around the corner. She sees that. And then she kind of backs up, and then she looks around. And then she just goes right over and just, bam, kicks him right over. Imagine. He was so upset. He would get so upset. She would be so – she one time stepped on Molly's tail, like on – like I, she would look at me and she went, and she like stepped.
No,
like,
she
like,
didn't.
Screw you. Like, F you. I'm stepping on the dog's tail.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I was like, oh, my God. No, you did not just fuck with my dog. That's my dog. I would get so mad at her. And I don't know now.
I mean, they do have little like they have babies can have a mean streak.
Yes, but
and
Sonny
not just
never,
crazy ones, not but, just ones that are going to grow up to be serial killers. But
right.
I mean, normal babies
can.
They know what they're doing.
Oh hell yeah,
they know they're knocking over their brother's
tower
that he just spent.
But Sonny wouldn't do that. I don't think Sonny ever thought about ever doing anything.
No,
like
neither
he would
did
never
Xander.
Do that. Sonny would look at it and go, "Wow, like well, how come I can't build that? I want to build that. Like can I join?" Like he wouldn't. You know, you don't think he would think of it.
No,
she doesn't
Xander
think
either.
To go and help him and build onto it. She goes over there and I'm going to fucking tear your world down.
Same with Xander. He never retaliated. He
yeah,
never. He was just like this little love bug.
I know.
He just said he was all chunky.
I know.
Just a little chunky monkey. And he'd just be sitting there looking at you like, hi, mama.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, look at this one. And then look at this bitch over here.
I know. I know, and I feel guilty sometimes. Like, I wonder, like, you know, did somehow she get the vibe of that, like, as she grows up? Because I'll tell you in the next episode what she told me after I picked her up from therapy last week.
Oh, okay.
Her
line. Well, I will just tell you that I don't think it's our – I don't think so. I think they just have those personalities.
They say, you know, it's a product of their environment. I don't know.
Well, how else would they be that way, like, from the get-go, from, like, day
yeah,
one?
No, I know.
I think they have personalities.
That
and
is.
Then, yes, we react to their personalities. But,
right.
like, I mean, I adore Sadie. I sometimes feel I'm filled with so much crazy love for her. And you know how I go to the ends of the earth. I'll tell you on the next episode how her negative –
oh, no.
Well, no. No, I'm just saying I obsess over her stupid play dates and her social life and what school she should go to. I mean, of course, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Like all my kids. But I'm just saying she was kind of a bitch to Xander.
Yeah, I know. So I
wasn't super excited about it.
Yeah. I wasn't thrilled about
All right, listen. If you like our show, you're going to love the Natalie Eva Marie Show.
Mm.
First of all, she's got a lot of names, so you're going to love one of the names.
Somebody in there.
She's a former WWE and Total Divas star. Along with her husband, Jonathan Coyle, they're going to team up to deliver one-of-a-kind opinions not heard on any other podcast. They're going to have rotating guest lists, celebrities, influencers, you know, a lot of stuff. So check them out. Check out the Natalie Eva Marie Show every Wednesday, podcast nice. One. Please join our Patreon.
Yes.
We haven't moved over to Meet and Greet just yet. And even when we do, we'll move over all the old Patreon shows. But in the meantime, all you have to do is sign up for $5. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You'll get all the back episodes.
Yeah.
We have been bringing it.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
I'm not 100% sure what today's Patreon is going to be, but it's going to be good.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. And if you are a $50 a month subscriber, you can get a business shout out. And I'm going to do 6 of them right now. Like Letty Molina, who does
CBD.
Bacon flavor for dogs. Get on it. Letty Molina. Facebook search Letty, Letty Molina at HempWorks. Facebook search that. Michelle McKibben. She's a loan consultant with B of A. And you can find her at michelle.mckibben, M-C-K-I-B-B-I-N, at bankofamerica.com. Sarah Dean, Shameless Mom Academy. Mom. Like, let our podcast help you find your identity again after you got a baby in the mailroom. Listen to Sarah Dean's podcast, shamelessmom.com. The Wayne Foundation, 501c nonprofit. It's going to help the girls get out of sexual trafficking. You know it's important. Ulysses is going through a hard time right now. And you know what makes him feel better? When people donate money to the Wayne Foundation, because that's what a giver he is.
Yes.
His dad is having some major health problems.
Aww.
Yeah. And he's sad. So why don't you go to waynefdn.org and help out. Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. She's a interior designer. You got questions? You need to figure out a paint color?
Chill.
You got issues? Go to Kate. interiorchicago.com/interior-design Kate Marengo. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus, adds the nutrition of 30 fruits and vegetables to your diet. You need that. Juice Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R, .juiceplus.com. That's it for today.
Nice. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kaylin. All right.
You're a pair now.
Don't F it up.
As an easy chair, love fresh as the morning air, warm love that is shared by two. Morning glory and midnight sun.